Syrian ambulance crews dig desperately through rubble to try and free children trapped underneath. Two doctors from the Syrian American Medical Society, or SAMS, brought the horrifying reality of life in Aleppo to the special council meeting in a series of photographs and videos. United States Ambassador Samantha Power began by describing the latest situation on the ground, following yet another weekend of intense fighting between the forces of the Syrian regime, backed by Russian jets, and opposition groups.
As we meet, humanitarian access to eastern Aleppo remains cut off by fighting. And it is possible that it will become difficult to get humanitarian aid to tens or even hundreds of thousands more people in western Aleppo. If the fighting continues, it is conceivable that civilians on both sides of Aleppo could be cut off from the basic assistance they need. We cannot allow this to happen. Neither side will be able to win a swift or decisive victory in the battle for Aleppo.
The president of SAM, Zaha Salul, said that there had been more than 40 barrel bombs and airstrikes on Aleppo on Sunday alone. Having just returned from the east of the city, which is now in effect besieged, he pointed out that 43 medical facilities had been attacked during July across Syria.
What I have seen in Aleppo is beyond words. I will show you some pictures, but you should not have allowed this to happen to the children of Aleppo. I'm echoing the pleas of my medical colleagues inside the city who are working day and night in the few remaining hospitals to save lives and heal victims of aerial bombing. They are risking their lives every minute to save lives. They deserve your support. They have been asking since the beginning of this crisis for two things: protection and unhindered access. Protection from airstrikes and the ability to evacuate their patients and get food and medicine to the people.
His powerful testimony was backed up by another colleague from the volunteer network of SAMS, Dr. Samir Attar.
You live your life here, one massacre, one slaughter at a time. Life is all just a blur. The worst part was that we had to wrap dead bodies into shrouds, into body bags, and place them outside in the street to make room for incoming wounded.
Having described in intimate and horrifying detail just a few of the individual stories of patients he had treated, Dr. Attar ended his address to council members with a powerful plea for concerted action to ease the suffering of Aleppo.
I think it is shameful and embarrassing that Syrian children had to resort to burning tires to protect themselves in efforts to create a rudimentary no-fly zone and try to do what the international community wouldn't do for them for years. The truth is that this body does have the power to make all of this stop. This body does have the power to save lives and limbs on a scale that doctors cannot, and I will leave it at that.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.